I'm speaking with Dr. Glenn Halverson, and Dr. Halverson has written quite a little bit and lectured and so on and so forth on a specific product, actually. It's called the Allagic Insurance Formula, and I was noticing something that said a cancer answer, and then it has a question mark, of course. And Dr. Halverson, tell us a little bit about the Allagic Insurance Formula. What is it, what's it all about, and how does it relate to being an answer for cancer?
Well, first of all, let me just review the ingredients. We've got several extracts from plants known as bioflavonoids, and medical researchers have told us that bioflavonoids are some of the chemicals that are found in fruits and vegetables that have protective effects against a lot of different diseases, both chronic degenerative diseases and also some of the life-threatening diseases such as heart disease and cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I did was basically put together some research on what some of these specific phytochemicals, as they're called, phyto meaning from plant, and what do they do. And this particular product is called the Allagic Insurance Formula because the number one ingredient is an extract from red raspberries, and it's called allagic acid or allagitannin.
Okay.
And there are about 400 research articles that I was able to dig up from peer-reviewed medical journals indicating that this particular phenolic compound has some inhibitory abilities against cancer, what we call chemopreventive.
Okay, now what you're talking about here is more prevention?
Yeah, we're talking about prevention as opposed to cure, although there, for example, there was some research done that showed that if you took a cup of raspberries that you could actually stop the growth of prostatic cancer cells for approximately a week just from taking a single cup of raspberries. But my research is really based on, if you look all around the world, if you look in areas where people consume more natural foods, they have a lower incidence of cancer. They have a lower incidence of heart disease.
Right. And of course, you know, one of the things too that we've been talking about quite a bit here on Public Health Radio is the idea that not only are we not consuming more and more natural foods, I mean, everything gets processed, gets, you know, all kinds of things destroyed and other things added to it, but that the value of the food isn't anywhere near what it used to be. Could that have a lot to do perhaps with the increase in some of the diseases and so on?
Oh, there's no question. I don't remember the scientist who said it. Well, it might have been Einstein, actually, who said, we're just committing suicide.
Yeah, yeah.
We're just doing it slowly over a time, but we're clearly knocking 20-30% off of our life potential, and I'm less concerned about living long as living well.
Well, that's a good point, yeah.
We don't achieve optimal health.
Right.
And unfortunately, most of us don't seek help until it's too late. Most cancers are terminal, and it would certainly make a lot more sense to take some type of product that might prevent us from getting cancer, but obviously when you put nutritional supplements together, there's no way of really proving that unless you took a large percentage of the population and put them on this product and then followed everybody for 20 years.
Right, so that you knew that a certain percentage of that population is definitely going to get one form of cancer or another.
Yeah.
For example, I think, what is the count now? I mean, by the time a man reaches, what, 70 or something like that, one out of two has prostate cancer?
Yeah, that's pretty close.
Yeah. And
in fact, there's a great story about prostate cancer. As scientists criticized Linus Pauling for making all the claims he did on vitamin C preventing cancer, and then they point a finger at Linus Pauling and said, but you died of prostate cancer. But what they forget is Linus Pauling died of prostate cancer at the age of 92.
That's a good point, yes.
So if the average person gets prostate cancer when they're in their 60s or 70s, then you could argue from the other point of view, I guess, that Pauling gave himself an extra 20 years.
Yeah, exactly. Now, in talking about this formula, again, let's get back to that and what it contains and what it does for you.
Well, what we've got is allagitannins from red raspberry with some of those chemo preventive claims. And then one of my favorite supplements is OPC from grapeseed extract, or from whole grape extract. OPC stands for oligomeric proanthocyanidins. That's why we call it OPC.
Uh-huh.
And it's a very potent antioxidant that is also what is called a phenolic compound. And because of its chemical structure, it has many incredible health benefits that are based on the fact that it binds to protein receptor sites in the body. So OPC does several things. One, it will bind to collagen tissues and make blood vessel walls more elastic, more flexible. It will improve capillary perfusion, meaning blood flow in the small blood vessels, so that it'll reduce blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
It'll improve circulation. It'll also bind to some receptor sites on cells that would normally release harmful enzymes that cause inflammation, one of those being histamine. So it actually functions like an antihistamine and will provide symptomatic relief of allergies and ulcers and asthma.
Interesting.
And then it has been shown in a couple of cases in the intestinal tract, for example, to inhibit the formation of nitrosamines, which are some cancer-causing compounds that originate from some of the toxins that are in all the prepared foods that we eat.
Okay.
So OPC, it's just a great supplement. It's an anti-aging product. I have written a book on it. It's not published yet, but it's about a 200-page book on OPC.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got over 100 references from all types of international sources that document some of these benefits of OPC. And one of those was actually here locally in Arizona, where I live, at University of Arizona. They showed that OPC inhibits clotting of platelets. It's called platelet aggregation. It actually does it more effectively than aspirin.
Oh, it does.
This was a study in smokers.
Uh-huh.
Where they determined that 200 milligrams of OPC was five times as potent as aspirin in preventing platelets from clumping together, meaning that OPC is more effective than aspirin in reducing your risk of stroke or heart attack. And aspirin was so effective that the American Heart Association about, I don't remember which year it was, within the last 4 or 5 years, I think, they declared that aspirin was one of the top 10 most significant scientific advances in the prevention of heart disease.
And of course, now they've just recently come out and said, look, if you take an aspirin a day, then there's some danger if you use, I forget exactly what it is, some other kinds of products, for example, for painkiller. I don't mean prescription, but like over-the-counter type things for muscle and joint pain, instead or along with aspirin, that it creates problems.
Well, the biggest problem with aspirin, of course, is gastrointestinal bleeding. And
yeah.
The elderly, GI bleeding is one of the number one reasons for a visit to an emergency room.
So
there are literally thousands of people who die a year from GI bleeding, and you're not going to get any GI bleeding from OPC.
Yeah, so with aspirin, you're caught between a rock and a hard spot here. Take the aspirin.
No, you're not, Jim. You just take OPC.
There you go. Exactly. Makes sense. Yeah.
And then if you look at certain populations in Asia where they drink a lot of green tea,
uh-huh,
you'll find that they have reduced risk of heart disease. Their cholesterol levels are lower.
Yeah.
They have less cancer, even though they smoke like chimneys.
Well, yeah, you know, I've noticed that. And they smoke like chimneys, and they smoke very strong forms of tobacco, some that would knock you on your butt if you tried to, even if a regular smoker smoked some of them here.
So that's why we put green tea extract in there also. The chemical in green tea is called the catechins, and the catechins are actually a polyphenol and an antioxidant that are similar to, but just a slightly different structure than the chemicals that are found in grape extract.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Now, we talked about nutrition and so on and lack of nutrition, but so far, let's see, I could eat a couple of cups of raspberries a day, drink a bottle of wine, and 5 or 6 cups of green tea.
Well, and then from the bottle of wine, you'd get pancreatic cancer.
Oh.
And see, if you look at the French studies, the French have less heart disease because they drink more red wine. And,
uh-huh,
and we finally figured out it's the polyphenols in wine, which includes the OPC from the grape and also includes resveratrol, which is another very potent antioxidant that's found in wine. But if you look, and so everyone says, well, that's what we call kind of paradoxical, that the French eat all this fat food, you know, cheese and other stuff, cream,
mm-hmm,
and everything.
Sure.
And they don't have as much heart disease. And it seems to correlate with red wine consumption. But on the other hand, they have other types of health problems that are higher because of the alcohol consumption, including pancreatic cancer.
Gotcha.
Now, maybe if you take your green tea in combination, you know, Now you can prevent it. I don't know. But
it would be a lot.
I think it makes a lot more sense to take a nutritional extract rather than the alcohol. But I'm not going to discourage anybody from having a glass of red wine every night.
Well, yeah. But plus the fact, my point being, it would be a lot simpler and so on to do this and to do it because these are extracts of products that are pure without all the toxins in them. I mean, you go to the store and buy a box of raspberries, you have no idea you're getting the raspberries, but what kind of toxins are you getting with it?
Well, no, that's a very good point because a lot of our produce is infected and a lot of our produce is sprayed. And unfortunately, the organic stuff is so much more expensive than, at least in my practice, it's very difficult to get the average person to go to a specialty store for organic food because they can't even afford the produce at Safeway.
Yeah, exactly. And then you go to the organic store, it's three times or more higher. And
I know, I was just there this morning.
Yeah, I know, I go. And however, the interesting thing is if you get good organics, it's kind of like meat. You get a higher quality piece of beef, a steak or something, and only a few ounces is more satisfying than a lesser grade of a big hunk of meat.
Well, there's a huge message there, and that's a message that also prevents cancer and heart disease, is quit being a pig. You know, even people that aren't fat in this country still eat too much.
Yeah.
And the Biosphere is an interesting little scientific project that's here in Arizona, and one of the things that they looked at was caloric restriction and realized that if humans ate far less, they would live longer and they would be healthier. So we just basically overload ourselves, not just with toxins, but even the amount, sheer amount of food that we try to digest on a daily basis is really more than what we were designed
for. Yeah, well, it wears your body out trying to do the digestion, right?
Well,
pretty much. I mean,
it's
the enzymes
that,
and everything else.
And it's partly just way too many calories, which clogs up the whole system, basically.
Right.
Even though I would say I would recommend a person eat high protein and some fat in favor of carbohydrates, that most of us probably eat way too much protein as well. The only person who really needs a gram or more of protein per pound of body weight a day is an athlete who is involved in high-intensive exercise. And interestingly enough, most of those athletes we're now discovering, they don't live any longer than we do because that high-intensity exercise generates more free radicals as a byproduct of oxygen metabolism. And so ironically, we expose ourselves to accelerated aging at the same time that we're trying to exercise to improve our health. And so if you don't balance your exercise regimen with an adequate amount of antioxidants, you're probably increasing your risk of cancer. That's one of the statements that came out of Dallas. I'm blocking on the name of the father of aerobics right now, Ken Cooper. And Dr. Cooper wrote that book, The Antioxidant Revolution, because he was embarrassed when he realized after 10 to 12 years of research that all these long-distance runners that he was encouraging were not having any less incidence of cancer than individuals who didn't run marathons.
I'll be doing. Okay. Well, now, on this insurance formula also, isn't it that you also have a whole bunch of vitamins that's in there, too?
Well, yeah, you gotta play by the rules.
Uh-huh.
If you're going to call something a potent antioxidant, according to DSHEA, the Dietary Supplement Health Education Act, you have to meet certain requirements. And we have selenium, vitamin A, vitamin C, and vitamin E, as well as amino acids. These are things that all enhance the body's ability. They strengthen the immune system, enhance your ability to fight off cancer before it starts.
Mm-hmm.
But they also allow you to claim that this is a high-potent antioxidant formula.
I see. I got you.
And the amounts that are in there are not high amounts. For example, if a person wants an adequate amount of vitamin C, they're not going to get it from a Logic insurance formula. We just put the amount in there that the government requires in order for you to call this a potent antioxidant.
Okay. Well, now the Logic insurance formula. It sounds like, of course, we started out talking about cancer and so on. Let's get that part out of the way first. In other words, you're looking at this as a preventative. What if somebody is told you've got cancer? What do you do there?
Well, I think that one of the areas of controversy now in cancer is that mainstream medicine wants to kill you before the cancer does.
Yeah, pretty much so.
Radiation, chemotherapy, and so on, basically are very toxic to the body.
Yes.
And one of the stupidest things I've heard in my life is that when you're getting chemotherapy, you shouldn't take antioxidants. That is, the theory is that the chemotherapy and the radiation are trying to generate free radicals that kill the cancer cells, and so they're telling you not to take antioxidants. So basically what happens is your body becomes so depleted when you're responding to this aggressive treatment that in many cases there's no hope for recovery. For example, there are a couple of clinics in Mexico that turn away literally hundreds of patients because they tell the patients they came too late.
I see.
You know, these are some of the clinics that wouldn't survive in the U.S. because of medical persecution, because they promote crazy schemes like detoxification and juicing and really overwhelming your body with healthy things like phytochemicals from plants. And of course, you'll have a lot of anecdotal stories, testimonials from individuals who were told they were terminal, and then they go take a supplement and they miraculously recover, and everybody writes it off as an isolated event, as a miracle, instead of realizing that there's a huge message there, and mainstream medicine is not getting it because we have a system that is self-perpetuating that many times discourages a physician from looking outside of what would be considered conventional treatment.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I had an interesting conversation with a friend of mine, a doctor, the other day that had something to do with antibiotics and another, again, natural form of antibiotic as opposed to, for example, Cipro. And he said, you know, as a doctor, I can tell you that you have to take Cipro. But as a friend, he said, I'd do exactly what I was, what you're going to do. And that was to use colloidal silver instead. You know?
Yeah.
And so he said, because if I don't tell you this and then something goes wrong, you could come back and sue me.
Oh, yeah. No question about that.
You know.
In fact, report, I think it came out of the New England Journal of Medicine, was a review of some of the top cancer specialists in the country.
Uh-huh.
And not a single one of them, if they got cancer, would take the chemotherapy regimens that they prescribed.
That's what I heard. I remember
that's an indictment.
Yeah, exactly. And so, anyway, the Allegic insurance formula, what it will do, first of all, who should take it, and that is just about everybody.
Yeah, I really try to create products that would benefit everyone in terms of being supportive to good health.
In other words, it's a preventative. And it sounds like from some of the earlier parts of this conversation that not only, I mean, we talk about cancer, but it seems like there's a lot of other things that it can do to help the body overall.
Oh, there's no question. And there's a growing body of research that suggests it. But still, you'll hear physicians and dietitians saying, you don't need to take OPC as a supplement, just eat some grapes.
Yeah.
Well, that's somebody who doesn't understand that most people are not going to eat 10 pounds of grapes a day.
Right.
And you get more OPC in a 200 milligram capsule than you could possibly get in the amount of grapes that you could consume eating grapes all day.
And then once again, the quality of the grapes too, you know, it could be a problem.
Well, which is an important point. This particular product is actually not grapeseed extract, it's whole grape extract, because when you include an extract of the stem and the skin, you increase the amount of OPC of the what we call phenols in the product.
Okay.
And so this particular product is actually imported from France. It does come from the Rhone Rhone Valley grape region, the wine region of France.
Uh-huh.
And there's a test called the Porter Value Scale, which is a gross measurement of how many OPC molecules are actually in a given extract. And this extract, on some studies that were done about, I think, 2 years ago, clearly had a much higher content than any of the other sources that I've been able to find.
Okay.
And we've used that that OPC in a number of different formulas with terrific results.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there anything else you want to tell us about this product?
Well, there's one other ingredient we didn't mention,
uh-huh.
and that was Graviola.
Okay.
And that's a rainforest plant that has a number of phytochemicals in it that have been found to be particularly active against colon cancer.
Interesting.
And so I put that in there just because once you get beyond prostate cancer in males and breast cancer and ovarian cancer in females, colon cancer is a high risk in the general population. And most colon cancers, if they're not diagnosed early, are fatal. And obviously, in terms of your audience, anyone needs to know that the most important treatment for cancer prevention is early diagnosis.
Right.
You know, once you get beyond the lifestyle changes that you need to make, the most important thing is catching it early.
There you go. Okay. Now, for all of you who are interested in how to get this and what to do and so on and so forth, of course, where you're listening to this on Public Health Radio, you can click and go directly to the website and find out how to order and so on and so forth.
Well, Jim, I might mention, too, is that you mentioned that little booklet that you were reading.
Yes.
That little booklet is also available, and it's called Chemopreventive Properties of Phytochemicals, and particularly for someone with a scientific or a medical background, that would be a good little review. The booklet's only about 30 pages, and, it might be more than that. I think it's about 40, but in addition to that, when I put this together, I created a research document that's available at that company, and it's 178 pages.
Okay.
So there's a substantial amount of information there that should open people's eyes in terms of important lifestyle changes that they can make that will affect their health.
Great. Very good. I want to thank you very much for talking with us, Glenn Halverson, MD, and it's called the, tell me again, the
Elagic Insurance Formula.
Elagic Insurance Formula. I don't know why it is I have this mental block about the word Elagic, but Elagic Insurance Formula. And once again, you can find out more about it, how to get it, where to get it, and so on and so forth, directly on the website. Just simply click where you're listening right now, and you'll be able to get there and find out about it. Doctor, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.